Hello, I'm Laura Castleton, U.S. Head of Portfolio Construction and Strategy at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your midday brief for Thursday, June 9th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Shanghai has ordered more than half the city's 25 million residents to undergo COVID-19 testing this weekend over fears of a resurgence of the virus. Infections were detected in parts of the city just after the months-long lockdown was lifted on June 1st. This week, some Shanghai neighborhoods imposed new lockdowns of between 2 days and 2 weeks after finding positive cases. That's according to notices reviewed by The Wall Street Journal. Microsoft says it plans to disclose salary ranges for all job postings in the U.S. The company's home state of Washington adopted a law earlier this year requiring such disclosures on job postings starting next year. Colorado and several other states have already adopted similar pay transparency laws. A New York City measure is expected to take effect in November. The European Central Bank says it plans to increase interest rates for the first time in more than a decade, joining several of the world's largest economies, including the U.S., in raising the cost of borrowing money. And the U.S. Labor Department says new applications for unemployment benefits rose above their pre-pandemic average last week for the first time since January. Initial jobless claims increased by 27,000 to 229,000, adding to signs the hot labor market could be starting to cool. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.